Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Frederick Cunningham. FREDERICKCUNNINGHAM. Frederick Cunningham. Date of birth is 10/21/1972. Date of accident 6/29/2022. Date of service is 6/30/2022. History of presenting illness. Mr. Frederick Cunningham is a victim of an automobile accident. He was traveling with his friends. Omar Sharif, who was driver of the car, and he was sitting in the front seat of the car. And the other gentleman is Gregory Smith, who was traveling in the rear seat on the right. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck and the back and right shoulder, along with headaches. History of automobile accident. Patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident on 6/29/2022 at around noon time. They were traveling in a H2 Hummer. He was sitting in the front seat. He was wearing a seatbelt. The speed of their car was around 5 to 10 miles, and the other car was black SUV that was traveling around 15 to 25 miles possibly. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident, and the police did arrive at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, patient never went to the ER by the ambulance. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient reports that their car, they were traveling northbound Guilford on near Linville, where the accident happened, in East Detroit, L-I-N-V-I-L-L-E. While they were traveling on northbound Guilford, another car came out of a side street, and there was a yield sign, but that car failed to yield and hit them on a passenger side, T-bone, right side. This caused a $3,000 damage. Only the passenger door was damaged. No one died. The patient reported that he hit the right shoulder to the right door, and he hit the right side door, basically, but no wound, no fracture, no, nothing was broken. Seat belt are not broken. Headrest is not broken. He denies any other damage, but except he hit into the headrest and neck whiplash occurred. The patient has following history of presenting illness. Headaches, which are located back of the head, mild to moderate, and off and on, sensitive to the light and noise, and associated with nausea. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nausea, blood vision, and spots in the vision. But denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, any seizures. Patient denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or any erectile dysfunction. Only the blood vision, spots in the vision are reported. Further, patient reports anxiety and panic, sleep disturbance, difficulty walking. Denies any lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, and weakness. Regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain in the neck, around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, without any radiation to the upper extremities, as numbness, tingling, or pain. Patient has a pain in the right shoulder, around 9, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. Lower back pain is reported to be 9, without any radiation to the buttocks or back or front of the legs. These pains are present several times a day as throbbing and aching. Overall severity of the pain is 4 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and walking, and is improved by nothing. There is no associated muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needle, bladder, bowel incontinence. Patient denies dropping any phone out of his hand. The past investigation, patient denies any X-rays, the MRI, or any CT scan having been done. Past medical treatment, none have been done, no ER visit, and no visit to any doctor as of yet. The system review is positive for high blood pressure and heart disease, an aneurysm in the brain due to the previous headache, psychiatric anxiety. Past surgical history is positive for gunshot wound to the left forearm on 11/1999 and was fixed at St. John Maurras. Aneurysm of the brain was diagnosed 2008 at DMC Hospital. Allergies none. Family history is positive. Mother is alive but suffers from hypertension, diabetes, and COPD. Father is deceased. Do not know the cause of death. No brother, no sisters are there. No siblings. Relationship status: patient single, lives with his mother, and he has 4 children. Employment status: patient has a learning disability and has never worked and is on disability from the long time. Legal history: patient has Mr. Robert Kanner as the attorney. Personal history: patient patient does drink, does smoke half pack per day, and he drinks off and on. No, does not use recreational drugs. Patient has sleep problem but denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, anxiety, depression. Physical examination: the blood pressure is 173/125. Pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98, height is 6'1", weight is 220, temperature is 96.7, and respiratory is 18. Regarding the ADL, patient forgot to mark any ADL, so we do not know what to tell. The physical examination is as follows: a 49-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, and well-nourished, not obese, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phase is identified. Patient doesn't appear severely anxious or lethargic, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. He has a scar 12 inches on the left forearm due to the gunshot, and there is a plate and screw. Constant pain is reported in the area. Also, there is a 12-inch long scar in the abdomen. Please make sure that you mention. And there is a missing ring finger on the left hand examination. Other than that, rest of the physical examination is from the template. Only these need to be mentioned: the large scar on the left forearm and large scar on the abdomen, and a missing ring finger of the left hand due to the gunshot injury. The neurological examination is normal, musculature examination is normal, and gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness. The minimal spine tenderness is noticed in the neck at C7, 8 at night, C6, 7 and 8, and lower back L5, F1, mild tenderness is noticed in the spine. The range of motion of the cervical spine. Is as follows: the forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, and extension is 10, side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine: Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test is negative, football test negative, myelopathy sign is negative, thoracic spine Roos test is negative, Slim test is negative, lumbar spine Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. The straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Bregar test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed in both sacroiliac joints, and with positive Tabor test, Ganslin test, and negative standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test. Extremities examination is from the template, except for the right shoulder. All the extremities are completely normal. The right shoulder examination is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal without any evidence of fracture or any dislocation. On palpation, there is a mild tenderness of the rotator cuff muscle area and AC joint and shoulder joint. In the range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction maximum, beyond which there is a severe pain. The muscle strength is 4x5. Special test, Hawken-Kennedy test is negative. Empty beer can test is negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Interposterior apprehension test is negative. Drop arm test is negative. The rest of the right upper extremity, including the hand and wrist, is negative. The thin Nielsen Fallon sign is negative. Diagnosis. In general, 110 V89.2 XST, Z79.891 CNS, R51, G44.329, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, upper extremities in the shoulder, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In the left, forearm, there is a scar, 12 inch long. Cervical spine M54.250.20.53.82. Thoracic spine M54.0954.651.24.54.14. In lumbar spine M51.27.54.16.54.42. S33.5X6A. Sacroiliac spine bilateral M46.6 and S33.5X6A. Plan of care for Frederick Cunningham is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template. First is physical therapy, which is just ordered 3 times per week. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. Following medications are prescribed: meloxicam 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, calaxin 800 mg twice a day for heal, for muscle relaxation, relief of the muscle spasm, tramadol ER 100 mg 2 times a day for pain relief, Voltaren gel 3% for pain relief, Viva patch that once a day for topical pain relief. Ambien 5 mg for sleep. One refill is provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRIs, none are available. Session never went to ER. Interventional pain procedure, none are being required at this time. Surgical option, none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Past medical records are none existing. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. And DMEs. Patient is being provided with a neck brace and a back brace. And a left shoulder arm splint to help with the shoulder. Patient is advised that he must continue move his shoulder several times a day to prevent any frozen shoulder. A left wrist brace is provided to help in the left wrist pain. Education is yes. Disability. Patient is disabled for any work at home or otherwise. Personal support, yes. Thank you.